This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
We're going back 13 shulis up from the bottom. Chof Tes Omid Aleph, 13 shulis up from the bottom. The Hod Alvei Rav Acha Bayam. Behold, Abe Rabah, Rabbi Yankiv, may I hear? Rabbi Yankiv changed his mind, he retracted from the following case, we'll see. What did he say? Rabbi Yehuda said that Chometz is also after Pesach. So Rabbi Yankiv said, even Chometz. Only chometz of a Yisrael, but chometz of a goy is not also after Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda learns soya de achilo meseo deria, which means the pasuk lo yeroy lecho chometz. No, the pasuk lo sechel chometz. Rabbi Yehuda learns that extra pasuk, it's an additional pasuk, an extra pasuk, to tell us that chometz is also after Pesach. Chometz she'ova olah lapes is also after Pesach. Lo sechol chometz, or lo yochol chometz. Now, Rabbi Achava Yanga comes along, and he said a perish in Rabbi Yehuda's words. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that chometz after Pesach is also only if it's shelecho, just like lo yehoe lecho, it says lecho. So also lo yehoe is also lecho. What shall achere or shall govea? You're not over on lo yehoe. It's not lecho. So also lo yehoe chometz, which refers to after Pesach, only refers to your chometz, not the chometz of a goy. So according to Rav Yanke, Rabbi Yehuda, who says chometz after Pesach is osur, is only chometz of Yisrael, but not chometz of a goy. And this, Rav Yanke later changed his mind, and he admitted that Rabbi Yehuda holds even chometz of a goy is osur min hatera after Pesach too. I talked that out before we start. So we're 12 lines up from the bottom. 12 lines up from the bottom. The town you belong to Baraisa. Hoy Chol Chomesh Shal Hekdesh. Now this Chomesh belongs to Hekdesh. B'meir, but it's during Pesach. Now he was amazed on the Chomesh. But it's a Shege, he didn't know it belonged to Hekdesh. Since it's a Shege, there's a din of Me'ila. Anybody who uses Hekdesh is Chayav Me'ila. Only he was amazed when he ate the Chomesh, he knew it was Chomesh. And he ate it on Pesach. But it was chometz that belonged to Hekdesh. Moal, so the first opinion holds is chayav kol me'ila, because he used what belonged to Hekdesh. But yes, other tanaim say lo moal. Now, it's a machlekes here. If he eats chometz that belongs to Hekdesh on Pesach, one says it's chayav kol me'ila, one says not chayav kol me'ila. And now there'll be various perushim in this machlekes, various perushim, and the last perush will be Rav Achava Yankiv, and from his perush we'll see that he changed his mind what he said before. Now the first perush, Man Yesh Em, who the Yesh Emrim, say Lo Moal, Umar Rabbi Yechon. That's the first perush now. It's the first one to explain the machlekes of Moal and Lo Moal. Rabbi Nechon Yeben Akono he. The Tanya. Rabbi Nechon Yeben Akona Hoyo Isis Yom HaKippurim Ki Shabbos LeTashlumim. The person does something that's also Yom Kippur, which is Chayev Koras. Let's say, if he ate on Yom Kippur, or did a Melach on Yom Kippur, is Chayev Koras. So therefore, his Potter from Tashlum, he say, Come Lebi the Rabbi Minay, just like by Shabbos. The person on Shabbos damage somebody's property by fire, so he doesn't have to pay. because he has a bigger punishment, is Chayav Misa, because he made a fire on Shabbos. So when he is Chayav Misa, he can't give him another punishment. So when my opponent said the same as if he's Chayav Koras, not Misa, also he can't give him a money punishment, because Yom Kippur is Koras. So therefore, any money punishment involved in that same crime is potter, because you can't make him pay two penalties, Koras and pay. Ma Shabbos, just like Shabbos, when he made a fire and damaged somebody's property, Mischayev Be'nafshe, he has to pay with his life, and therefore he's potter minat hashlumin. If he ate somebody's property, or if he burned somebody's property, Yom Kippur, it's Chayav Koras. Therefore, put him in a Tashlumin. Now, this is not a universal opinion. It's a machlekes, because Chachamim don't hold that way. Chachamim said, when do you say, Kamlei b'Rabbi b'nei, you give him the bigger punishment, and don't collect money? Only when Beis Din inflicts a punishment on him. Beis Din inflicts Misa on him. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicts punishment, that's Koras, Beis Din doesn't intervene. Beis Din doesn't make the punishment of Koras. So therefore, since Beis Din doesn't give him one punishment, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, so Beis Din has the right to collect money from him. That's how the Chachamim hold. And the Mechunin HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's no difference. Even though Beis Din is not inflicting Koras, but he is getting Koras for this Havera. So he say, Kamlei, so now be the Rabbi and they with the bigger punishment. Now, so when a man ate chametz on Pesach, and the chametz belonged to Hekdesh, eating chametz is Chayav Koras. So when you have Koras, you can't make him pay, because Me'ile had to pay Hekdesh for using Hekdesh, you can't make him pay because he's Chayav Koras for eating chametz on Pesach. The chametz say, even if it's Chayav Koras, but Beis Din not inflicting Koras, therefore, he has to pay for eating Hekdesh of Chavetz on Pesach. Say that inside.
Here we go.
Now, Rav Yossi gives a different shot in the Machlekes, why one says Mual and one says Lomal. Rav Yossi, Machlekes is, Poydin is a Kodeshim Lachil on the Klovim Kamibli. If you can redeem Kodeshim for the purpose of feeding it to Klovim, if it's permissible to redeem Hekdesh to feed it to Klavim. Man, the Omar Mal. Now, Rabbi Yosef is saying that these two Tanoim both hold like Rabbi Yosef Haglili, that says Chometz in Pesach is Mutal Behanoim. If they add these words. Rabbi Yosef says these two Tanoim both hold like Rabbi Yosef Haglili, that Chometz in Pesach is Mutal Behanoim. And the machlekes is, however, if you can redeem it, to give it to Klavim. The question is, does this chometz of Hekdesh have any value at all? It's true, chometz is muta b'anoy according to Rabbi Yosef Haglili. What is Hekdesh? So what value does it have? So you must say it has some value. What's the value? You can redeem it. If you can redeem it, and not Hekdesh anymore, what can you do with it? You can't eat chometz on Pesach. So the question is, maybe you can feed it to your dogs. It has a value. So one holds, one that says, Moral Mother, Moral Kitzavi holds, pay them as HaKoshim Lachila, you can redeem Hekdesh to feed it to your dogs. So therefore, the promise of Hekdesh has a money value on Pesach too, even though it's Pesach. You can redeem it and give it to your dogs. Therefore, if you use that on Pesach for himself, he's male. To end it up, he's male. Why is he male? Because he did. He took something from Hekdesh, which has a money value. It had no value at all. He wouldn't be higher Mila. Mila is measured according to the value. So he took value from Hekdesh. What value did he take? When he ate up the Hekdesh, he ate up something you could have redeemed, and you could have used it to give your dogs. Because Chometz of Pesach, he holds his mutter b'anoy. And you can redeem Hekdesh, you give the clover. You cannot redeem Hekdesh to give to dogs. So a chometz or Hekdesh and Pesach has absolutely no value. But what can you do with it? It's good, it's true, it's muta b'anoy. But it's Hekdesh, what can you do with it? And to redeem it, to eat, you can't do that. You can't eat chometz and Pesach. And to redeem it to feed to your dogs, ain't paid him as a Hekdesh. lachir on their clothing. So the Rebbe Hekdesh has no money value. That's why lo moal. That's a machlek, say that. He learns this subject, Yeshua's name, in a different lashon. Everybody holds. Cannot redeem Hekdesh to give to the dogs. So what's the machlek? Is it moal? Then he shouldn't be moal because it has no value at all. What can you do with chametz on Pesach? Here, the is now. Since during Pesach, there's no use for this commercial Hekdesh because you can't redeem it to eat. Eating commerce on Pesach, nobody is matter. So only way you can redeem it is to give to Klavim. To give to Klavim, he says, nobody is matter to redeem Hekdesh to give Klavim. So why should anybody say Ismail? As follows. Ma'adam Amoal, he says it's true. If you redeem it during Pesach, there's no use for it. You can't give it to Klavim. But if you wait till after Pesach, that chometz of Hekdesh would have a value. But after Pesach, you could redeem it and you could eat it as a value. So even though it's a future value, at the time that he ate it up on Pesach, it had no value. But it had a future value, therefore it's also called a value, and it's male. Because somebody holds, something that will cause money, means this chametz will be worth money after Pesach, so it causes money. Is right away on Pesach, it's considered like money, even though right now it doesn't have any value. Since it's going to have a value eventually after Pesach, so therefore, it's considered money that he destroyed the Hekdesh on Pesach. But he doesn't look at the future, he looks at it right now. And right now, what can you do with it? You can't redeem it to eat, you can't redeem it to give to club, and it has no value. So therefore, right now it has no value, so you're not male because you took away from egg, there's something that has no value. Because some of them go, well, love came on me, don't say that. We'll just add that this Okimte, this perish by Rabbi Yosef holds that the Machlekes is according to Rabbi Shimon that said that Chometz after Pesach is Mutar Bahanana. Now, since after Pesach Mutar Bahanana, it could be considered taking away money value from Hekdesh, but it has a future value after Pesach. Or you can say, no, since right now it has no value because you can't redeem it, lachir on the clothing, so it has no money value now. That's a machlek. Talk about it once more and go right. Now we come to another Okimt, another parish. He said the following. Behold, you cannot redeem Koshim, lachil on the cloth. So it has no value on Pesach. The question is, does it have a value after Pesach? Everybody holds a future value would be a value. The question is there a future value? And that's a machlekes. It's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds chametz after Pesach is also min ha-tayor. So there's no money value after Pesach either. But after Pesach also has no money value. Said after Pesach, Hamas is muta. So Hamas does have a money value. Now, before we go on, let's talk about once more what he said. He said, everybody holds that during Pesach has no money value because it ain't paid him as a kosher machin on the club. So right now, no value. The question is, will it have a value after Pesach? If it would, he'd be male. If it wouldn't, he wouldn't be male. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no value after Pesach either, because chomesh over on Pesach is also b'hanoyim. So no money value after Pesach either. That's why he's going well. But the Rishimi says Chomesh after Pesach. Chomesh over Pesach is Mutar Ba'anoe, after Pesach is a Mori Ba'anoe, that's Bismayel. Now, however, why do you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has no money value after Pesach? It wasn't your chametz. It wasn't Shelcho, it was chametz of Hekdesh. When did Rabbi Yehuda say chametz? After Pesach, Osabanoe? Rabbi Ban Yankov had said above in Ahmed Aleph, if it's your chametz, because you learn Soyel de Achil and Soyel de Yeh. But if not your chametz, it's chametz of a goy, or chametz Shel Hekdesh, then after Pesach is Mutabanoe. But here we see Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the way Abba Yankov is telling us now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that all chametz, even of Hekdesh, it wasn't yours, after Pesach also by now had no money value. So we see that Rabbi Yankov learned Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz, she'ovel of Pesach also by now, even though it's not yours, even though it's Hekdesh. So that's more question. Rabbi Yankov, who the Omar, he said, Rabbi Yehuda, all chametz after Pesach is also, Yolif Ser de Achilam Ser de Ria. And just like Ria, only Yolchor is also. But Shal Achirim and Shal Govia, Shal Goyim and Shal Hegdish is not also after Pesach. So therefore, here, why shouldn't you say that this Chometz after Pesach should be Mutar Ba'anoe because it's Hegdish Chometz? And still, Rabbi Yankov says, no. Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz after Pesach also Ba'anoe. Even the Hekdesh Chometz is also Ba'anoe, has no value after Pesach. So we see, Elohoda be'alachav Yankov, may he change his mind. Again, once more. At the beginning he had said that Rabbi Yehuda, this was before we started today's learning, Rabbi Yehuda, who says Chometz after Pesach, also min ha-Torah, means only Chometz that's yours. But Chometz of Hekdesh after Pesach, or Chometz of a Goy after Pesach is not also. But here we see, Rabbi Yankov is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz after Pesach had no value at all. What kind of chametz is it? Chametz of Hekdesh after Pesach had no value at all. That's why it looked more, because it had no future value. But Hekdesh, according to what they said before, Hekdesh after Pesach does have a value. Your chametz had no value after Pesach, but Hekdesh or Goyish or chametz doesn't have value after Pesach. And he was saying, even Hekdesh had no value after Pesach. So we see that Rabbi Yankov changed his mind and he holds according to Rabbi Yehuda no chometz after Pesach as Mutar. Say that. Now Rashi says another teretz. Rashi gives another explanation for the machlekes. That's already settled. Rabbi Yankov changed his mind. But Rashi is another perish the machlekes. If somebody ate chometz or hegdesh on Pesach, is meal or not. Rashi Amar, you cool the alma. Everybody holds ain't paid it. You cannot redeem Hekdesh to feed the clothing. But Dovah Gelmom Elav Kemom Adomim. And the fact that after Pesach it'll be worth something, according to Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't make it worth anything right now. So what's the machlekes then? Ma, okay, we plucked it, Abyesha Glira, boy, come here, pluggy. It's a machlek as follows. Abyesha Glira holds chomets even in Pesach as mutzah behanoi. You can't eat it, but it's mutzah behanoi. Ma, doma, moal holds like Abyesha. Hold this mutzah behanoi. So therefore, if you redeem the chomets, you can use it, not for clubbing, but you can use it for firewood. Mutzah behanoi. You yourself can take it. And use it in firewood, mutar ba'anoe. And therefore, as a money value right now, mandam alo moal, he holds carbon at chomets on Pesach, also ba'anoe. So although you redeem it, what can you do with it? You can't use it for firewood either, because it's called ha'anoe. And there has no money value at all, and it's part of it. That's why it's not male. Say that. Tesvus Ravashi. 12 lines down in Tesis Ravashi. The Hoche, the Gdush is done. Look at Tesis. 12 lines down in Ravashi. The Hoche, Tesis here, Tesis wants to explain that you cannot redeem Kodshim even for firewood. But why here? Could you? The Hoche here, the Gdush is done, not Gdush is a goof. Not like a carbon. not like a mincha, that the thing itself is a korban. In the hekdesh of anything like food or other materials is only to supply hekdesh with the money that they'll get for selling it. That's called gushes dam. It's not something that's intended for the mizbeach. It's only something intended for hekdesh to cash in on it. That's called gushes dam. So it's a more lenient gusha. Ain't paid in with the rabban. It's only with the rabban ain't paid in achil on the klavim. Well, it goes with the rabban and elishalor achil on the klavim. But to use the fire with his mutter. But aval hecha, but where? The ike kedushas aguf, and paid na fila ahasi, can't even redeem to burn for firewood. So again, here, since the object is not an object for a kohen, so all those also to redeem it lachilon leklovim, but the harm went machmer that much, and they permitted lachilon for firewood, said that. Above the middle, Omar Rav. Chomez Bismana, above the middle. Now here begins a question, if Chomez is also B'mashehu, the smallest amount, like we say today, or Chomez is only also if it gives a taste, like all other Isur, let's say, if milk fell into a pot of meat, it only asos if the milk is enough to give a taste in the meat. If it's not 60 times as much meat as milk, his body has 60 times as much meat as milk, the taste of the meat or the milk goes lost in his bottle with shisha. The taste goes lost. So all the isurim depend on the taste. If the taste is noticeable, so the isur makes the thing asa. If the taste is negligible, you can't feel it anymore because it's so much of the heta which Isha fell into is bottom. Now, we don't paskin of it. However, some poskim hold, even chametz, is not Isha b'mashu. And therefore, you find the achrenim when they're dealing with the subject, and sometimes the other tzedodim, reason to be mekel, they bring in also the svara that some poskim hold chametz is not Isha b'mashu. We paskin chametz Isha b'mashu. That's only the Rabbana. Midraise doesn't ask him mashu. But the Paskim and Paskin and Chomes does not ask elimination time. So this following Machlekes is actual for today too. Only we don't Paskin the Kula, Paskin the Chumra. But sometimes we use the Kula also, we say. And in addition, we say some Paskim hold Chomes only ourselves, the nation of time, and we use that as a sneef, as an additional reason to be matter. Now we start the sugya. Omara chomez bismana, it means during Pesach, being bemina, where it fell in at the same kind, let's say, if wheat fell into wheat, chomez of wheat and wheat, being mishelo bemina, or if wheat fell into meat, that's a different kind, with the same kind, a different kind, also. It's awesome. Now what it means awesome, we don't know. He just says awesome. We'll soon see what it means. Shalom bismana, but after Pesach, chomesh over Pesach, b'mina awesome. It's chomesh of wheat falls into non-chomesh of wheat, it makes it awesome. V'shalom b'mina muta. If chomesh of wheat falls into, let's say, into meat, then it's muta. Now what it means, we don't know at all. He's just saying chomesh bismana. It's osha b'mina or shelo b'mina. A chomesh shelo b'zmane is osha only b'mina, but not shelo b'mina. Like the Gemara, I ask him, what are we dealing with? Elaine b'mina's in town. Does it mean enough chomesh fell in to give it a taste in the food into which it fell in? Shelo b'zmane, shelo b'mina muta. After Pesach, if chomesh fell into meat, let's say. A chomes over a pes fell into a pot of meat. So you say it's muta, even though it gives a taste. How can it be? Or you every time it gives a taste? So how can Rav say chomes? Shalob is mana. If it falls in not the same kind, it's muta. If Rav is talking about nation and time and not chomes, he gives a taste into what it falls. So if chomes fell into meat after a Pesach and it gives a taste, chomesh over a Pesach will be muta with the failure. It gives a taste. You can taste the Isa. Aliyah must say, be mashu. It is talking about my mind, a minute part of chametz, but you can't feel the taste. That's a different story. Chametz bizmanay. So chametz during Pesach, maybe mean mishlumi also. Chametz that falls in during Pesach, whether it falls into, let's say, wheat into wheat, or chametz of wheat into meat, makes no difference. During Pesach, everything is also in the smallest amount. That's how we pass it. Rav Latami, Rav follows Hishite, or we pass it not because of Rav's reason, we pass it for other reasons. But Rav had a reason why he passed it that way. Rav follows Hishite, the Rav Shmuel the Omer, the way they say, call Yisur and Shabbat Teira b'mina b'mashu. Not only chametz. Anything in the Teira, min b'mina, asas b'mashu. V'shalo b'mina b'nishantan. Min v'shayna mina, it asks only if it gives a taste. Rav, we'll say the whole thing over again soon. Rav goes a chomet bizman the shalom b'minay, or to mina. Chomet during Pesach. During Pesach, chomet is karas, very severe. So even shalom b'minay, where Mashu should make it also there, still he says, shalom b'minay, Mashu also makes it also, so he shouldn't be mekel b'chomet min b'minay. But there Mashu is also min tzavah Torah, b'din Torah. So Mashu, Bemin she'ena mina, which shouldn't be also, with geza during Pesach, bemin she'ena mina, that Masha should make it also, also because of chomets min bemina. And during but shalom bisman after Pesach, where chomets is no longer kares, or chomets entirely muta, we'll soon see later, chomets is no, not kares, it's muta entirely, only on the rabbonin also, we'll soon see later what it means shalom bisman. Shalom bisman is not kares anymore. Bemina also. Min bemina it also bemashehu. Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, now he tells us. Rabbi Yehuda holds chomets after Pesach, also midaraisa, but it's not kares. So min bemina is mashehu. Shelo bemina muta. But it's not geza. Because the shelo bizmana after Pesach, when it's not kares anymore, shelo bemina is not geza otamina. That must be not geza. Now say the whole thing over again once more. First, go back to Bimayas Kidna. Find a place. It's three lines after Omara. Bimayas Kidna. Rav said, Chometz, Bizmana, during Pesach, is also Bimina and Shalom Bimina. And Shalom Bizmana is also Bimina and not Shalom Bimina. For Agmar Bemaiske, what are we dealing with? Ilema, should I say, Benishan Tam. Is it talking about chametz fell in enough to give it a taste? And what is he saying? Shalob is mane. Shalob amin and muta. After Pesach, when chametz falls in meat, let's say, and gives it a taste, the chametz that Obala Pesach, which is awesome, fell into meat and gives it a taste, it can be muta. How can you say that? Or you are the time to give the taste? First thing, this little piece. So how could you say, if it's talking about Nason Tom, how could you say that after Pesach, if it falls in Shalom B'mina, although it gives a taste, it's muta. If it holds chomets after Pesach, is also, so it gives a tam, it should be Oysa even Shalom B'mina. Elah B'masa B'mashu. It's talking about a kol shehu chomet that does not give it taste. A little drop of chomet fell into a big amount of non-chomet. So bizmano, if it happened during Pesach, when then it's a matter of isur kores, so we were very much machmir there. So bein b'mina bein shelo b'mina is awesome. Why is that? Rav letame Rav follows his shite. The Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Tavah, they both say, kol yisur and shabbater, anything, milk, eggs, and fleshing, anything, when one fell into the other, b'mina, if it's the same mean, asas b'mashu. Shalom b'mina, it doesn't ask unless the nation gives a taste. Less than giving a taste, mimi she'elimina doesn't ask it. Rav holds min b'mina is more chomor, Rabbi Shmuel, min b'mina is more chomor. So min b'mina, Asas b'mashu, all these surah. Mimi shalom b'mina, asas only if it gives a taste. Now Rav goes up. chomez bizmane. During Pesach, when the chomez is chores, so I was machmir. So bizmane, even shalob eminoi, there a mashu should be bottle. So eminoi, still he says a mashu is not bottle and it makes it osur, or to mine. Because of mine. Since mine on Pesach, asa bimashu, as according to Rav, all the Yisroel are like that. So shalob eminoi, we shouldn't. Asa b'mashu, but because it's kores, such a chomer dig a thing, so it's gated this because of this. First say that. Now, if milk falls into meat, that's mime shein amina, Rav is not gezer or tamina, because he has no use of kores. This is not kores, Rav is not so machna. So only min b'mina, all the Yisroel, asa b'mashu, the Mishnah means all this from us only in this time, but Pesach is more chomor. Pesach is kores. That's why it's more strict. But if the Mishnah mino is gezer, it shouldn't come to the mikol nimbe mino. So during Pesach, min the Mishnah mino also asar b'mashu like nimbe mino. Now, the shalob is bound after Pesach, and it's not kores anymore. It's just halal, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, not kores anymore. B'mine asar. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Homes have the base also midaraisa, so min b'mina asa b'mashu, like all Yisroel asa b'mashu." But the shalob b'mina is muta. Why? The shalob is mana, shalob b'mina, or to mina kulai lo gezer. Not gezer because of to mina, because after Pesach no more kores, like all Yisroel. By all Yisroel, we don't say that min b'shein and mina should be b'mashu. Say that inside. Finishing up, Shmuel Amar. Chomez bismane b'mina osa, because Shmuel holds like Rav all the Yisurim min b'mina b'mashu. Shelo b'mina is mutar. Why? Because he's not gezer. Even in Pesach, he's not gezer. Shelo b'mina otamina. Shelo bismane b'mina b'shelo b'mina is mutar mashu. Now he explains. Chomez bismane b'mina is osa. Because Shmuel had Tami, he follows his sheet, the Abba Shmuel, the Omer Tabai, both say, call the Yisur and Shabbat Teher, B'mina. That's what, B'mashu. So during Pesach, Min B'mina Mashu. Shalom B'mina, B'nishan Tam. Mashu doesn't ask even during Pesach. Shalom B'mina, or Tumina, lo gozer. He's not gezer. Shmuel not gezer, even on Pesach, Shalom B'mina, or Tumina. So Mino is Mashu, Shalom B'mina is B'nishan Tam. But Shalom B'smane, Bein b'mina, bein shalom b'mina b'tari. Kevi Shemahan. Oh, Shmuel holds like Kevi Shemahan, the chomes after Pesach is mutar entirely. And therefore, even b'nishan tam, it'll be mutar. I have to add these words now. Shmuel holds like Kevi Shemahan. So, shalom b'zman, after Pesach, the whole question doesn't enter. And even when there's some time, no longer mashu. So again, the first part is most talking about mashu. Second part is most talking about unlimited. Again, Shmuel holds during Pesach, Chomez b'mina, mashu. That's how there's no Yisurim according to Shmuel. Shalom b'mina, there's some time. That's his according to all Yisurim according to Shmuel. Shalom b'mina. And to be gezer, even bismana, you're not gezer, shalom b'mina tamina. But shalom is man after Pesach. Shmuel says it holds like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore even the nation tan chomez is mixed in his mutar. I don't understand that because Rabbi Shimon always says that chomez after Pesach is mutar in our Torah, but the rabbanon is still also. So therefore, if it falls in. You know, he gives it a taste. Rabbi Shimon holds his bottle the roiv. That's a new cooler. Learn later about that. Rabbi Shimon said after Pesach, chomets is actually mutar min hater, chomets over Pesach. And if it falls into something, it's bottle the roiv. But a tam doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any easy. So therefore, chomets after Pesach, even if he gives a tam, whether mina or shalom mina is mutar entirely. when does it become osam edabon? If so much falls in that the majority is chamish avar abesa. I will say it again next time. The last piece said. Now, however, that's where we stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.